What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Tuesday, May 23rd, 2017, getting into the week here. And we have got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. And as usual, my web server is under DOS attack to keep you from finding out the things the government and certain corporations don't want you to know about, because it just confuses your little minds. You know, you don't need to know all that stuff there. Anyway, getting on into it, quick little program note. Tomorrow afternoon, in our third hour, Ellen Brown will be our on-air guest talking about economics and recent developments. Monday, June 5th, Gilad Atzmon will be here talking about his new book and his recent concert and lecture tour as well. Now then, we're seeing a lot of stuff in the media, obviously, about this terror attack that happened in Manchester just yesterday. And a lot of people are coming on out, and they're starting to say exactly the same thing. After all these terror attacks, it is very obvious that all this intrusive security is not working. It simply is not working at all. And here's where it gets interesting, because apparently this guy who supposedly set off this bomb, 23-year-old Salman Abedi, was known to authorities. They knew he was a potential problem, and still he was able to walk on in there and do whatever it was that he did for whatever nefarious purpose he had intended, and we still don't really know what that is. But there's the point where all this spying, reading of our emails, and all was supposed to protect us from acts of terror. It does not work. They haven't found one. They haven't stopped one. It's still going on. Huge waste of time, money, not to mention a violation of the Constitution. And, of course, everybody's pounding on this thing for the propaganda value. Story out of the IB Times in Great Britain. Focus on the victims of the Manchester attack. Our children murdered in cold blood. And then they have a line further down there. Once again, the terrorists and their sympathizers will justify their barbaric acts under the false premise of challenging the West's foreign policy. Boy, they're laying on the propaganda so thick. It almost makes me wonder, was this really another false flag? Because certainly it arrived in a timely manner to drive Seth Rich off the corporate media's programming. Not that they were covering it all that much, other than to shout ridicule and abuse at those of us who refuse to accept the official propaganda. But even CNN was out there suggesting the Manchester bombing might be a right-wing false flag. This is coming from CNN's terror analyst Paul Cruikshank, and that was on last night's Anderson Cooper, that it could be a false flag. Everybody's just getting used to the idea that when these events happen, we don't really know who is behind them. Yes, somebody can send up a video or make a phone call saying, it was me, it was me. I love it when there's some kind of a terror attack and you have four or five different groups trying to take credit for it. No, we did it. We're the villain. No, we're the villains over here. And showing once again how utterly tasteless our corporate media has become, over at CBS, one of their contributors, David Levitt, put out a tweet about all the people killed in Manchester and then added what he thought was a joke. Last time I listened to Adriana Grande, I almost died too. Which is tacky in the extreme. And he's been rightly criticized for it. But they're laying on ISIS and Al-Qaeda all over again. Oh, you've got to be afraid. You've got to be afraid. They're coming to get you. And one example here is, this is in the Express, Great Britain. ISIS is in a plot to blow up British ports by planting bombs on fuel tankers. Which, with conventional explosives, depends on what's in the tanker. But now they're going to have deployment of special forces to search for mines attached to tankers, which is pretty much the only way that you can defeat that kind of a situation. But that is a vector. But there's another one that's even easier. And that is a cargo container. Those things are sealed at the point of departure, and they're not open before they arrive at the destination. They're usually not opened at the shipping ports unless there's reason to suspect something is inside that the police have a warrant to look for. Now, let's get on to Seth Rich here. because Detective Rod Wheeler has released a statement concerning the death of DNC staffer Seth Rich, in which he reiterates, "I am still of the opinion that his murder may be tied to his employment." Now, Kim.com is offering to come to the United States. He faces charges here, but he's willing to come here to testify before Congress, saying that he was a friend of Seth Rich. He was involved with the transfer of the stolen DNC email stolen by Seth Rich to WikiLeaks. So we have it right there. Remember, Assange even obliquely referred to Seth Rich as an example of the risks people take when they engage in whistleblowing. And, of course, the corporate media is trying to just smear everybody on this story. You say it's ridiculous, it's tinfoil hat, it's conspiracy theory. Because, first of all, they have to protect the fact that it was a murder. And they have to protect the murderers. But more importantly, the entire corporate media has gone all in for month after month after month after month about how Russia hacked the DNC emails, even though there was never any real evidence for it. It was all based on a report by CrowdStrike, which was a company hired by the Democrats to maintain their servers. And even CrowdStrike has now backed off and said the methodology by which they deduced that Russia was behind the hack was flawed, and so they can't actually say that anymore, trying to salvage their reputation. And everybody's just pushing it. Russia helped the election, helped Donald Trump, stole the DNC emails. And that's why they're trying to keep that story there. Because if it comes out that Seth Rich was the DNC leak, and the evidence is certainly strong for that, then the corporate media is once again exposed as lying to the American people, for which they are paid very generous sums of money. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network, and we're going to take some phone calls. Mark in North Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike. No, actually, as far as my Seth Rich goes, if they know that he was connected to WikiLeaks, it's obvious that he was murdered by somebody at the DNC. I mean, who else would have killed the Tooth Fairy? But anyway, what I wanted to talk about is about this terrorist attack yesterday.
Yes.
I don't believe it's a false flag the way you and me think of a false flag, you know, to it's arranged and everything else. There's no need for that anymore. What's happening is, the governments, you know, the Western governments are bringing these people in from all over the world, some of the work, you know, without checking them or anything else. And they know what they're going to do. Like, I found out that this guy's family evidently comes from Libya, and they supposedly escaped, quote, and that's in quote, Gaddafi. Now, why did they escape with Gaddafi? Gaddafi wasn't hurt. If you were a good citizen in Libya, Gaddafi could be your best friend. I mean, he probably would give you the shirt off his back. They were there because they
he was doing great. He was there. Doing great things for Libya at the time of his death.
He certainly was. What probably happened is they probably wanted to bring their virulent strain of Islam, probably Wahhabi-like, you know, and take over Libya with that. And at the time, U.S. government and others weren't helping to overthrow Gaddafi yet, so they had to get out, and then they brought this thinking with them to Britain. So what I'm saying is, let's say your employer is you own an exterminator business, right?
Yes.
And and you want to convince your neighbor to hire you, so. Get a chance, you put a bunch of, I don't know, mosquitoes or wasps or something, some kind of stinging, biting insects, you sneak them into the house. Now, those insects are going to do what they do. They're going to start biting and stinging and whatever. The same thing when you bring a bunch of terrorists in. They're going to do what terrorists do. They're going to commit terror. They're going to mass murder, terror, whatever else. So there's no need anymore to start saying, okay, we're going to do it in such and such date, such and such time, blah, 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 blah. You're letting them in, they're letting these types of people in, and they're going to do what they normally will do, and that's commit terror. And that's happening. So it is a false flag, but that, not the way we think about false flags.
Well, that's one way of looking at the fact that the authorities knew who this guy was and did nothing about him, suggests that he'd been recruited as an asset. and they just put him in play.
Well, he might have been recruited after, they didn't care. Maybe they just don't care. They figure, you know, so what? They want this because they want turmoil. They want to destroy society. They want to destroy everything, especially Western society.
Well, they want to scare everybody into psychological dependence on the government to protect them. But again, at this point, following all of these attacks, the reaction of most people is, obviously, the government can't protect us. We're doing something fundamentally wrong. And certainly, the fact that we're invading all the countries and bombing all the countries these angry people are coming from, either we need to stop bombing those countries or we need to close our borders to protect us from people who have been made angry by these interventions into their country.
Absolutely, but they don't want to do that. Why don't they want to do it? Because it helps push what they really want, and that's a one-world government and total control of the population, probably kill most of us off and have to keep basically the rest of us slaves. This is what their goal is. I've put it two and two together. I've looked at this various things. I'm now convinced that this is exactly what's going on. Everything points to it. This government, the British government, the biggest hope I think we have right now is Russia, because Putin is not one of them, and maybe the American people with the Second Amendment. And I say one other thing about Putin, okay? I don't know if you ever saw Boys from Brazil.
Oh, yeah.
Remember the cloned Hitlers? Well,
yes.
You know what? It would be nice if some scientists would have cloned Putin and put a Putin in every country, at least in every major Western country, including the United States, and have him then come to fruition and take over. That would be beautiful. Then we would have a world run properly.
You need to remember that simply cloning somebody does not clone their consciousness, their point of view. And even in the movie Boys from Brazil, all these cloned boys were being raised in recreated circumstances that matched those of the young Adolf Hitler. So merely cloning Putin is not going to get you Putin unless the clones are raised with exactly the same life experience that the original was.
Yeah, at the end, at that Doberman ranch there.
Yes.
I think the old man there was a correctional officer or something like in Pennsylvania, and
yeah.
Mengele killed him, but the son, who was, of course, the clone of Hitler, wind up sticking the dogs on Mengele instead of the other guy, who I guess was Simon Wiesenthal. They gave him a different name, Lieberman, but I'm sure he was supposed to be Wiesenthal. So he was actually killed by his creation, what he considered his creation. So, I mean, you're right there. I mean, I'm just joking about it. I mean, I'm just saying, if you're going to do something like that, wouldn't it be nice if every country would have their own Putin, you know?
Yeah, little footnote to the movie, though. My hat is off to Laurence Olivier because he was playing the Wiesenthal character in that movie, and the movie he did just before that was The Marathon Man, where he played Mengele. So it was like he got to play both sides of the spectrum.
Well, he didn't call Mengele in that movie. He called him somebody else, but that's who he was supposed to be.
Yeah,
I know. It's true. And Gregory Peck was great in that movie also. I got to see those two.
Yeah, they were well done movies.
It was awesome acting.
You know, anything about
was.
Hitler and Nazis, they get the big budgets and the top talent. Anyway, Mark, I got to let you go. We're going to go to Steve in California. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, Michael, you hit it right on the head. Stop doing what you're doing that makes people want to hate you and come after you, and pretty much terrorism goes away. But, you know, terrorism, it is an ideology. It's in the mindset. And when somebody is willing to trade their life to kill, you know, masses of people, unless you can get inside their head and figure out who the person is, you probably just ought to back off, stop doing those things that tick off people that make them want to come after you. I mean, terrorism would disappear overnight if we'd stop meddling in other countries' affairs. Stop trying to topple
the
government.
Well, there would still be the false flag terrorism. There's always going to be false flag terrorism. In fact, I think most terrorism probably is false flag for the simple reason that the terrorists are not going to achieve any kind of socio-political agenda without popular support. So when you're going out and doing things that make you look bad in the eyes of the general population, you are dooming your own agenda. Imagine back leading up to the American Revolution, if George Washington and Thomas Jefferson had gone around the colonial schools shooting children, how much support would they have had for the revolution against King George III? Absolutely none. And that is why I think most terrorism is, in fact, false flag. Again, if you're going to be bombing other people's countries and they're going to be hating you for that, close your own borders so they can't get back in to do this. The way they're handling it between all of these interventions all over the world and then opening up the borders at the same time, it's like an invitation to have this mayhem on everybody's streets. Again, the government says, oh, well, we have to have more spying authority. But the people are now saying it doesn't work. We've already had years and years of the NSA listening to our phone calls and reading our emails and all of our computer, everything. They can turn on the camera and watch what we're doing, and it doesn't work. It does not work. So give us back our Fourth Amendment right to privacy and start focusing your efforts on the really bad people. And again, the authorities knew who this guy was in Manchester, and still he was able to walk on in and do whatever he did.
Well, I agree. I totally agree. You know, one word you're never going to hear in mainstream media is the term called blowback. You're never going to hear that. Those are the consequences when you meddle and you meddle in other people's affairs. Blowback, you never hear it. John Stadmiller talks about it all the time, and that's a word you will never hear from mainstream media. These are consequences for our actions of bombing and killing innocent people. Hey, that's not going to bring friendship. That's going to bring people that hate you and want to hurt you. Until we stop, it'll continue on.
It absolutely will, and blowback is a reality. In fact, it's pretty much a constant because all of these actions taken by any nation in terms of foreign policy, they're always thought through in terms of a short-term goal. We want to make sure that Iraq is selling their oil only for the U.S. dollar. We want to get rid of Libya's state central bank and the gold dinar. And then they figure the operation is over, they've achieved their success, and that's the end of the story. But it never is. There's a blowback. A good example, of course, would be 1953, when the CIA, and they now admit they did this, they overthrew the elected government of Mohammad Mossadegh and installed the Shah in Iran. And the goal was to guarantee low-price oil to British and American oil companies. And once that was done, everybody said, huzzah, huzzah, it's a success, and they moved on. But it did have a blowback in 1979 with the Iranian Revolution.
Hey, thanks, Michael. Keep the fight up.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're doing the best that we can against some extraordinarily adverse circumstances. Getting on back to Seth Rich. Sean Hannity, I have to applaud for him. He is standing up, and he's giving his show as a platform for Kim.com and everybody else involved in this Seth Rich case. And he's now under attack. Newt Gingrich is out there saying this needs to be looked at. And he's being smeared in the media. That's the only coverage you're getting in the media about Seth Rich is just attacks on the character and the agenda, the motive of those who would dare impugn that Seth Rich was murdered or who would question that Russia hacked those DNC servers. So there's been a new revelation. Apparently, when this private investigator, Wheeler, started looking into what was going on. Apparently, Donna Brazile actually called the police and the family of Seth Rich and demanded to know why they had a private investigator snooping into Rich's death. And so apparently the fact that not everybody was buying the botched robbery story was making them very, very nervous. And I think they're very, very nervous right now. Let's see, article that came on out of Investment Watch blog. This is from Pamela Williams, and there are a lot of them like it, saying there does have to be a more complete investigation into this. Why don't we have the tapes from the police officers' body cameras? Why was the owner of the bar that were there, and the employees there, the last people to see Seth Rich alive, not even questioned by the police? Why did they not look at the security surveillance tapes to see if somebody was sort of following them, him and casing them out? There are security cameras all over that neighborhood where Seth Rich was shot. And none of those tapes have been examined. Of course, by now they've already been overwritten, and that's the whole point, not leave any evidence behind. And we do need to look at that doctor's comment that Seth Rich's bullet wounds were not fatal, and he should not have, in fact, died at the hospital. We'll be right back after these commercials.
probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to take a phone call. Matthew in Wisconsin, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Well, aloha, Michael. Yeah, I have a comment on one thing that you've talked about, and then I wanted to ask a question or two on Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. But my comment is on the laptop thing. I heard some of your shows, you talked about how it was no way to put a bomb in these laptops and stuff. I think what the other stories I hear, the reason that they want to ban these laptops is the Israelis have designed some software, I don't know if you mentioned this on any of your shows, that could possibly remote control an airplane from these laptops. Did you ever hear anything about that?
I've heard it suggested, but the fact is the cabin Wi-Fi network is isolated from the flight deck. There's no connection. There's nothing that you can do on the cabin Wi-Fi that can get anywhere near the flight control computers on the aircraft.
Yeah, that's what I would think, too, but who knows what they invent these days. I don't know why I hear that, you know, and that's exactly the first thing that would come to my mind, too, is that you can't get on the network, or I don't know, you know, technically how it would work, but that's what the story is. They say that Israelis have developed some secret software or something where you can, like I said, remote control the aircraft from a laptop. So anyway, question I got on these question I've got on these bitcoins and these cryptocurrencies, I kind of understand them, and I think a lot of it makes sense, but two questions is, you know, you probably heard this question, what happens if the internet goes down and you can't access your money? And the other thing is, what stops anybody from just creating some new kind of currency, you know, to where people will pile onto their new currency and all of a sudden your currency goes down? What are your comments on that?
Well, your first concern is extremely valid, whether it's cryptocurrency or even just your money in the ATMs and the banks. If the internet goes down, you're cut off from it. And in this age of widespread malware and just breakdown of the IT infrastructure in general, it's ridiculous to be talking about a cashless society. Absolutely. If it's going through the internet, you're dependent on that internet. If the internet is taken down, you are in serious trouble. Now, as far as anybody can create a currency, anybody can. Whether or not it works is if you're able to create confidence in the general public that this will be a stable, reliable currency. And the problem that cryptocurrency has is the same exact one that the Federal Reserve note has. It does not have a base on a commodity of known, fixed, globally understood value. And by commodity, I mean ounce of gold, ounce of silver, gallon of gasoline, something like that, where you can walk into anywhere on Earth with the gallon of gasoline and you'll be able to trade using it. Or if you have a token that says good for a gallon of gasoline that can be redeemed for a gallon of gasoline, that can become a monetary unit. That's a stable currency. And I've expressed over the last couple of days, this run-up on Bitcoin feels very, very suspicious. Bitcoin is succumbing to the worst abuses of any other currency. Now we're hearing other voices saying that there is going to be a correction on Bitcoin.
Okay, that's good. So I guess from your comments, you know, and I feel the same way that, you know, gold or silver or cartons of cigarettes or something, you know, gasoline, anything seems to be, I would have more confidence in that.
Bullets have been used as a unit of currency. During the gold rush, you know, the gold miners would go into a bar and they put a bullet on the bar and say, I want an ounce of whiskey, and that was considered a fair trade. That's where the origin, a shot of whiskey, comes from.
Yeah. Well, listen, thanks for taking my call, and I really enjoy listening to your program, and I hope you and Lady Claire make it back to the mainland soon.
We would really like to.
Here.
All right.
Thank you, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot here. Now, getting on back to Donald Trump and the Democrats and all the rest of this other nonsense. As you know, they've been screaming impeachment, impeachment, impeachment. They don't really have a reason. Impeach him because he's crazy. Impeach him because he was talking to the Russians. Impeach him because he doesn't like Hillary Clinton, and on and on. Well, that move has now hit a major stumbling block, and we will talk about that when we come back from these commercials.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Now, ever since Donald Trump won the election last November, we have seen all of these efforts to try and basically undo that. We had all the liberal snowflakes that were rioting in various places across the country and saying, Trump is not my president, and Hillary and her resist movement. And then all this talk about impeachment because he's crazy, Amendment 25, get him out because he's crazy, impeachment over possible connections with Russia, blah, 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 blah. And they've been pounding it and pounding it and pounding it. Well, apparently the Democrats actually got to a point where they thought it was time to take a poll to see what the American people's reaction would be if the Democrats went ahead and tried to file articles of impeachment. And apparently the poll numbers were an absolute disaster for the Democrats, because the American people understand this is all smear and rumor and innuendo and spoiled baby Democrats that are unwilling to accept the fact that they ran a candidate nobody really liked, nobody really wanted. And so all of a sudden, they're pulling back. they're pulling on back and saying, well, the impeachment is not going to happen now. And basically, they're trying to pull back and make it look like they're going to be magnanimous and give Donald Trump another chance. But in effect, basically, the top Democrats have admitted defeat on the impeachment issue and basically acknowledged it was all one big lie. And the Democratic leadership are now sending out messages to the rank and file saying there isn't going to be a silver bullet anytime in the future to take down Donald Trump. And we have had leading Democrats admit, so far, there is no evidence of Trump-Russia collusion. It's just all been a political smear, propaganda in the corporate media. And that's all it ever was. So now we have the Washington Compost and the New York Slimes are out there with editorials saying, we do have to just sort of let this whole impeachment thing go. There's no there, and really, we need to stop talking about this and focus on more important issues. And one of the issues the Democrats need to deal with is they have lost a huge amount of their support. And mostly from rank-and-file Democrats who are still, to this very day, extraordinarily angry over what the Democratic leadership did to Bernie Sanders. And now, what's made it worse is the Democratic leadership took the position that, yeah, it's up to us to pick the candidates. Yeah, we're going to go through the primaries and everything, but really, ultimately, it's up to us. Down in Florida, as you know, a bunch of Bernie Sanders supporters have filed a lawsuit to recover their donations that they donated to the Democratic National Committee to get Bernie Sanders nominated, because they're saying the Democratic Party collected that money under false pretenses. And their lawyer, the Democrats' lawyer in the court, is saying, no, it's not under false pretenses. They should have known we were going to give this thing to Hillary Clinton. So there basically is a result of that. The Democratic Party right now, their bank account is almost empty. Their fundraising efforts have tanked. Nobody is supporting them right now. They may have destroyed themselves with the Hillary campaign. And we're still hearing talk about people like Bernie Sanders or even others just breaking off and forming a new party. One that would take most of the Democratic rank and file with it and have enough of a voter base to really get onto the ballots and actually become a new party. And you need to remember, when this country was started, there was no two-party system. Anybody could start a political party, and if you could get support for your political party, it would grow, and you would run your candidates, and you would hopefully get into office. The two-party system exists in order to prevent outsiders from getting in. And it also makes it less expensive for the money junkies to bypass the will of the voters by contributing to all the candidates. Before the two-party system, the money junkies would have to donate to 5 or 6 parties to make sure they were still going to be in control after the election. Today it's only 2. Saves them a bunch of money. Now, let's see. So where are we? Let's see. Our corporate media has become a joke. Our foreign policy is a joke. Our economy is a joke. We'd all be laughing if it wasn't so dangerous, because they're out there wagging those nuclear weapons here. Now, Donald Trump, as you know, is on his whirlwind tour across the globe on Air Force One. And I can imagine the jet lag must be horrific for him to deal with and still do his job. Trump is talking tough on terrorism and extremism in the Middle East, but let's face it, this is all about guns, oil, and money, and building a new alliance bloc with which to dominate the Middle East again. Now, as you know, there's this huge arms, deal in Saudi Arabia, and it's a lot of money. And the stocks of those defense contractors really soared yesterday. And everybody's saying, oh, there are going to be jobs for people to make bombs and bullets and so forth. But not a word about what they're going to be used for. And there are two issues that are dangling out there. One is the continuing, ongoing war crimes inside Yemen and what appears to be a buildup for a war against Iran. So it's kind of interesting to see Donald Trump talking about peace in the Middle East while he's selling weapons left and right. Now, according to former CIA official Phil Giraldi, Trump's Mideast tour is paving the way for that war with Iran. He's building this coalition between the United States, Israel, and Saudi Arabia, and that's going to be the united front to try and push back against the Russia-China-Iran bloc. There we go. In fact, there's an article that came out of Sputnik News. The baneful apocalyptic triad of USA, Israel, and Saudi Arabia. And they mention watching this spectacle with a foreboding sense of horror. We are edging closer and closer to outright world war. We're going to take a phone call. Tom in Baltimore, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Michael, I always wondered what that wonderful wife saw in you. Clearly she's a prettier than you, and clearly
yes.
You married up.
Yes.
And I was kind of grumpy. You're mostly right. I mostly agree with you. But today I realized what it was. When you got up in those Bermuda shorts, you got some great legs, my friend. I'm jealous.
Well, I live in Hawaii, and shorts are just kind of the way it is. And my diet has gone to the point where I'm actually having to buy new clothes because the older ones were just falling right off of me, and these were on sale, so that's why I got them.
No. The compliment about your legs was sincere. You got the legs of a 20-year-old. I'm an old man like you, but I don't have, you know, you look like you've been working out.
Not really. Not as much as I ought to be. I need to be doing more walking, and certainly now that summer's here, more swimming. And I'm afraid my lifestyle is fairly sedentary, and I don't think I get enough exercise, and mostly I've been trying to get down to my target weight and then start working out to get the musculature back. But at this point, I'm on the verge of thinking maybe I'll try and get out of my financial mess by writing a diet book, The Curmudgeon's Diet, about how I knocked 100 pounds off, and it'll be very serious about, you know, things to avoid, things to make sure that you're not depleted on, and along with some other humorous anecdotes. But diet books always seem to sell really well, so I think I may try that.
Maybe subtitle it, Youth is Truly Wasted on the Young. Hey, Michael,
Go ahead.
You mentioned the two-party system. You know, parties in general were anathema to the founders. They escaped, you know, what they called factions, and we're running into exactly what they feared. Of course, they didn't go very long before we had a party system, but I don't understand why we simply, like the founders, can't look at the Constitution and say, this is what we all agree on, let's work to that end. And certainly it seems today that the country is split, of course, not 50-50, but it seems that you have about half the country that truly does want a socialistic, communistic almost type of government with ceding their power, which really truly belongs with the people, to bureaucrats and politicians. They want more laws and rules. And then you have the other half who truly want a constitutional republic, who, let's call them the conservatives. And I don't see how at this point in time, truly, we can come to any more compromise on either side. We can't force them to think like us, and they can't force us to think like them. I truly would like to see an amicable split, but I don't think that's something that realistically would happen.
Well, there's not going to be an amicable split because, unfortunately, it's not like you have all the wannabe communists in one area and everybody else in the rest. It would be like India and Pakistan, where they were trying to sort out the Hindus and the Muslims, and there was a mass migration to try and deal with that. The issue here is that, especially in ages of insecurity, where people are not optimistic about the future, the idea of a political system that guarantees them a minimum support for life looks very, very attractive. Whereas when you're in times of prosperity and the future looks really, really good, people are willing to take that chance of just going out on their own and trying to make their life better through hard work. And they're willing to accept the possibility that they could stumble and fall and fail, because That's what freedom really is, the freedom to succeed and the freedom to fail and the responsibility to accept either outcome. So when you're not sure, when you see that the country itself is in serious, serious trouble and somebody says, well, we should go communist because that way we can, we'll make sure that everybody has the basic needs of survival as long as you do what... It actually is very, very attractive. It certainly was coming out of the Tsarist Russia, which is what led to the Russian Revolution. And it's certainly a foundation of the globalist agenda. The New World Order globalist agenda is a communistic socialistic system.
Well, I'm second generation American. My home country of Czechoslovakia, they split peacefully. I'd like to study more on how they exactly did it. But in this country, something has to give, because certainly the government has taken on fiduciary responsibilities by... limiting the people from what they can do. If you tell people you can't have a garden, well, you got to feed them, right? So they've got to make a decision and go one way or the other, or we're just going to have a stalled government that simply doesn't work like we see now.
Well, this idea of the government taking away our ability and our right to provide for ourselves is to manufacture a forced dependence on corporations. Everything that we need for life, water, food, whatever, is sold to us by a corporation in order to make us financial slaves to that corporation. And that actually is more fascistic than it is communistic.
True. True. But like I said, they've got to do something, because certainly you can't tell folks in their city, we're going to take away your food stamps, but where are they going to grow their garden? Where are they going to even travel? There are so many restrictions, so many areas where they've interceded unlawfully, I might add, into people's lives, that people, you're right, they forced them into a corner, and we're getting what you get when you do that to people. And I'll leave you with that, Michael. Good show. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Well, my concern is that the thinking that we're seeing coming out of government tends to be very narrowly focused on a certain area. Nobody's really keeping the wide view. And I understand that Donald Trump, in talking about cutting food stamps and assistance in poverty programs, that he's being told by his advisors, this will encourage them to go on out and get jobs. And that's where they stop. The problem being the jobs are not there. We already have 90 million Americans, legal American citizens, who have not been able to find a regular real job for months, if not years. And until you address that, the job market, until the jobs are there, cutting the food stamps and support for poverty, that's just going to increase the homelessness situation. And we know that in the long run, having a homeless population on the streets actually costs the government more than providing some kind of housing for them. Because there have been several cities in the United States that, rather than continuing to keep their homeless population homeless, they have started programs of very simple housing, but get them off the streets. And as a result, crime goes down related to the homelessness. Violence among the homeless goes down. And things basically calm down a little bit more. But unfortunately, it is the nature of the political beast to be thinking solely in terms of whatever agenda has been placed before them by their financial backers. And that is a big downfall of the system. If there's one person who's supposed to maintain that overview, it is the president. And unfortunately, Donald Trump does not seem to have that mental capacity. Sorry to say, I don't see it demonstrated. All right, we're filling up the phone lines. Mo in Florida. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. How you doing? I appreciate you taking my call. I have a thought, but I would like to make just a suggestion first.
Yes.
On your diet and losing weight and everything.
Yep.
You know, the danger there, you could lose a lot of weight, work out, you could become a sex symbol, and Claire is not going to like that.
Well, you got to remember that Claire is also on a diet, and she's turning into a babe.
Well, you got to watch that side of it then.
Well, yeah, no, we're madly in love with each other. We don't stray or anything like that. Now, next time she's on the show on Friday, just take a look through the camera. She's turning into a hottie. She's laughing from the other room now.
I love you guys. I love you guys. But and I mean that too. You guys are just good people. But, Michael, my thought is, I don't know if you got enough time for, you know, carry me over if you want, but I was just thinking, you were talking about the bomb manufacturing, the military-industrial complex, and, you know, the old saying, you know, the government hires somebody to dig a hole, and they hire somebody else to fill it in. They think
yes.
That's productivity. Of course, we know it's not. You have to make things. You have to produce products and things. But just imagine how horrible this military-industrial complex and the trillion, whatever it is, you know, Lockheed Martin and, you know, Boeing, everybody that's in it, huge, and they're not just digging holes and hiring somebody to fill it in. They're burying bodies of children, women, innocent women and children. That's the product of, I know it's war, you know, and it makes me think of that old, you know, Chambers Brothers, I think it was, war, what is it good for? Absolutely nothing. I mean, this is just, how do these freaking people sleep at night? I mean,
they're perfectly comfortable with it. That's why they're our leaders. They don't have the moral inhibitions or the empathy that would limit their actions. Anyway, listen, Mo, I'm going to hold you over. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we're going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're still talking with, I actually forgot, Mo in Florida, or is it Tom?
Mo.
Mo. Okay, so Mo. Basically, well, what else did you want to say?
I was just going to make a comment, Mike. Mike, I appreciate you holding me over. My dad fought in World War II. He met my mother in England. He was stationed in England. He believed pretty much that he was doing what was right. But, he didn't have the internet. He's a college graduate. He was a smart man. It's not like, but he had to go to a library, look stuff up. It was government controlled. What excuse do our military have for bombing babies and mothers when they can go online and see the other side of it and find the truth? This is what I don't understand. I know they're brainwashed, but I got family in the military. I can't talk to them.
You're absolutely right. The high command, as it were, does in fact brainwash. It's part of your basic training. You're brainwashed to say, follow orders, we're the good guys, they're the bad guys, don't ask any questions. Even Major General Smedley Butler, when he was writing about his life, said that while he was in service, he never asked any questions. It wasn't until after he retired and felt he was free to look back at what he had done that he began to realize what was going on. And we know that the internet on military bases and military housing is heavily filtered. So they actually can't get to a lot of the sources of information that you and I have. It's even worse in an actual active war zone. They don't want those soldiers seeing anything that might discourage them from doing what they're supposed to do.
I'll get off the phone here, Michael. But anybody, any military listening out there, you're killing innocent people. Stop it. Just stop it. Karma is a bad thing. Thanks, Michael. Bye.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. And I know there's a lot of older military people who, after they're out and they think about what they've done, it does come back to haunt them. The only people who walk away clean from what they do in war are the sociopaths, or maybe they just stay in the military or go into politics. Before we take the next phone call, a little update on the Seth Rich story. I mentioned only yesterday that it was a local Fox News affiliate in Washington, D.C. that came up with this story about Seth Rich being the DNC leak. And I said, I can't imagine anybody at Fox Network being happy about that. And sure enough, Fox Network has now ordered the retraction of this story by their D.C. affiliate. They want it to go away. The official story is now, anybody thinking that Seth Rich was murdered because of him being the leaker is a conspiracy theorist. The Russians hacked the DNC email servers. Mahi dictum est, that is what you will believe. All right, we're going to start with Tom in Florida. I'm probably going to have to take you through the station identification. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good day, Michael. First off, this terrorist attack that happened last night is disgusting and horrible. But you know what? What's going to happen? A lot of venues now they're not going to even be filled. The parents are not even probably going to let their kids go see concerts. People are not going to even start probably going to the movie theater. Hollywood's down 10% right now. Imagine now with this, it's probably going to bankrupt a lot of stuff that's going on with these concerts and all that.
Whether it's a terrorist or somebody doing a false flag attack, they don't care. The people who did 9/11 didn't care about the people who were killed in the Twin Towers. When Roosevelt set up go to Japan to attack Pearl Harbor, he didn't care about all the U.S. sailors who were going to be killed. That's the way that kind of people think. All right, take a break. Have to take a break for station identification, and we'll be right back.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game, at the top of your game, with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.